And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light, the National Broadcasting Company, and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our program today, Elijah the Tishbite, was written by Mortimer Frankel.
The land of Israel resounds with music, gay, abandoned, riotous music. For King Ahab has brought home a bride to Samaria, Jezebel the Zidonian, daughter of a king. And with her, as if it were a part of his dowry, Ahab has acquired a new god. So now the royal household of Israel worships the great god Baal, and his statues are everywhere in the land. And men bow down and pray before them, even as do their king and queen. But now, in the freshness of an early morning, two wayfarers move along the road from Samaria to Jezreel. One, a man of poise and substance, sits serenely on his handsomely bridled mule. The other, gaunt and muscular, thoughtful of aspect, long and shaggy of beard, strides toward him beneath a ragged robe. As they draw close together, the rider pulls up his mount.
Old man! I say there, old fellow.
Yes? What do you wish?
I am new to this part of the country. Tell me, which is the way to Samaria?
Continue on this road for the space of another half hour and you will come upon it.
Good. Here you are, fellow.
No, I do not need your silver. Stay me no longer. God be with you.
Wait! That burning eye, that tattered beard, that rumpled brown robe. Aren't you Elijah the Tishbite, the man of God?
Elijah is my name, yes.
Then this is surely an encounter worth remembering. All the countryside is talking of how you went before King Ahab and humbled the prophets of Baal.
It is not I, but the Lord who humbles false prophets.
And that haughty queen, the proud Jezebel, even she was mute when you denounced her favorite god. Oh, it's good sport to see the lofty ones taken down a little. I would have given 50 talents to have been there.
So you think idolatry is a laughing matter?
A laughing matter? Perhaps not. But surely no cause for gloom either. The worship of Baal is like an entertainment. It lightens the burden of living. And after all, what harm can it do?
So I have met with one more fool. Has not the Lord warned us against this, even since the time of Moses?
Oh, well, of course, if you want to hark back to every letter of every word in the book. But this is a different age, my friend.